with a look at your sports this morning. I'm sports director Travis Krenz. Dallas Cowboys wide receiver CeeDee Lamb, he has ended his months-long holdout with Dallas after the All-Pro receiver. They're close to a deal, $136 million for 4 years for CeeDee Lamb and the Dallas Cowboys, with $100 million guaranteed. That'll put Lamb just behind Vikings wide receiver Justin Jefferson as the highest paid at non-quarterback in NFL history. Lamb missed all of training camp in California for the Cowboys. He also skipped the mandatory minicamp in the offseason. His average value of contract is now $34 million. That's about twice what the 25-year-old will make this year in the final year of his rookie deal. Also, Packers, they traded for a backup quarterback yesterday, sending a seventh-round pick next year to Tennessee for backup Malik Willis. Willis expected to back up Packers starter Jordan Love this season. Willis, a third-round pick out of Liberty in the 2022 draft. Washington Commanders owner Josh Harris says he's hopeful that a new stadium can open up in time for the 2030 season for the Commanders. The team's contractual obligations at Commanders Field end in 2027, but Washington can continue playing there indefinitely. Harris and his ownership group are hopeful that the site currently occupied by old RFK Stadium in downtown Washington will be under consideration. However, the federal government must first sign off on transferring the land to the District of Columbia. The U.S. House has given its approval so far, but the Senate has not. Former Toronto and current Boston catcher Danny Jansen made history yesterday. He played for both teams in the same game, a first in Major League history. Jansen, the only player ever to do so, he started the game for Toronto back on June 26th. He was actually at the plate when the game was postponed in the second inning due to rain. Well, then 2 months later, they resumed the game. And in that time, it just so happened that Jansen was traded from Toronto to Boston, where he resumed play for the other team in the game behind home plate. So Jansen becomes the first ever player to play for both teams in the same Major League game. Coco Gauff's U.S. Open title defense off to a successful start. The 20-year-old American won her first-round match yesterday in just 66 minutes, winning 6-2 and 6-0. Gauff had lost two matches in a row on hard courts before arriving in New York, where she won last year's major for her first-ever Grand Slam trophy. And NASCAR, they'll take its Cup Series International for their first-ever points event outside the U.S. with a June stop next year in Mexico City. NASCAR and track officials have a press conference, news conference, expected this morning to announce a race in Mexico on June 15th of next year. Also, NASCAR's second-tier Xfinity Series will also be a part of that weekend. The Cup Series has never gone international before in the modern era. NASCAR has held exhibitions once in Australia in 1988, plus some races over in Japan between 96 and 98, but never a actual regular season race outside the U.S. For more sports, check out our website at KORNradio.com. I'm sports director Travis Krenz.